predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV.
Those carrots coming right up. Woo, busy day, busy week. Hi, Kimmy.
Hey, Deej.
I'm guessing you had Stephanie's embryos implanted today. That's so exciting.
Yep. And per doctor's orders, Kimmy's been lying with her legs up for the last 6 hours.
You wouldn't believe how much gum is stuck under this table. Huh, it's gross. But convenient.
I'll be so glad when you and Steve can finally start dating, because his countdown calendar's kind of goofy.
Aww, I think it's kind of cute. And there's only 2 more days to go.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mom.
No dinner for me. I'll just grab something at the homecoming game.
Aren't you going to ask why I'm lying on the floor?
I've learned to stop asking questions.
Honey, I'm so proud. I'm so proud. I'm so proud of you, honey. Oh, being in charge of the homecoming dance. Are you sure you don't need my help?
Nope. I have everything under control. Rocking DJ. Check. Sweet decorations. Check. Awesome dress on hold. Mom, I need a check.
But I don't have my checkbook.
Just so happens I have it right here. Just sign your name, and I'll fill in the rest.
So nice to be needed.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
Sweet cheese, I'm free.
You ready?
Okay,
ready? Here we go. Oh.
Ooh. Usually getting pregnant is a lot more fun.
Hey, guys. Hey, Kimmy.
Aren't you going to ask why I'm walking so weird?
I've learned to stop asking questions.
Hi, Jackson's mom.
Hello, Minkowski.
Want to be my date to the homecoming dance?
Minkowski, pay close attention. This is never going to happen. Do you understand?
I do. So, should we meet at the dance or grab a bite on the way? Okay. We'll meet there. And that's how it's done.
Nothing was done.
Did you ask Rocky to the dance yet? Or are you scared?
I'm not scared.
Scared of what?
Oh. Hey, Rocky.
You ready for some football?
Oh. You like football?
No. Football's for Neanderthals. I just like to party under the bleachers.
Ask her.
So, Rocky, you want to check out the homecoming dance? You know, like, together?
High school dances are such a cliched social ritual. You're not actually going, are you?
I kind of have to. Ramona's planning it.
And I'm obligated because Jackson's mom really wants to go. So you realize the way this is going with your mom? I could be your dad.
That's us, Steph. Look alive.
What are you talking about?
We have a last-minute meeting with our client for tomorrow's birthday party.
Why didn't you tell me about this? How rude.
I was a little preoccupied getting your eggs inside my basket.
Oh. Well, in that case... How sweet.
Now bring your A game. Dakota Buchanan is the biggest tastemaker in the entire Bay Area.
Hi,
Why, you must be Dakota.
I'm Dakota. This is Susan, my driver. And my mother.
Please come in.
You may come in, Susan. Normally, she waits in the car. Hey, Dakota. Oh, hi, Max. You look handsome as always. Not that I stare at you in class. All right, Dakota plus Max equals true love. Inside a heart like a million times. Dakota, we have discussed this. I have a girlfriend. For now. Okay. Well, see you at the party. And no plus ones. And don't forget, it's a fairy tale theme. Oh, don't worry. I'll be dressed as a prince. But when am I not? Okay, Gibbler. Entertainment. Go.
Okay, well, as promised, we have a castle, the jugglers, a unicorn.
A wand-making station, face-painting artist.
Nix the face-painting. I'm 10, not 8. And if you show me balloon animals, you're fired. Okay. I'm the princess of this party, so show me my fairy godmothers.
Oh, well, the real fairy godmothers aren't here, but I can show you what they'll be wearing.
I don't want to see them on hangers. I want to see them on godmothers right now, or I'm going to scream for like 5 straight minutes.
Not a problem, Dakota. Just give me a second. What a delightful little girl.
Why is there a clown helping me dry the dishes?
I'll explain later. I need a little bitty, teeny tiny favor.
And by that, you mean a huge favor?
Of course. Oh. It's up the stairs and to your left.
What grown woman would want to dress like this?
Mothers are magical and glittery and old.
I wish I had a poison apple.
Now, show me the singing and the dancing. Go!
What singing and dancing? I'm just here to sparkle.
Just improvise. We are 3 fairy godmothers who make wishes come true.
4 beautiful princesses just like you.
We wave our wands and your life will be sunny.
And you'll meet a prince with a buttload of money.
There will be joy and laughter.
And Princess Dakota will live happily ever after.
Susan, clap. That's enough. We'll see you 3 at the party tomorrow.
Oh, no. I think you misunderstood. We're not the real fairy godmothers. We're just showing you the dresses.
Do it, or Susan won't write the check. And you will have makeup on, right?
Oh, no, we do have makeup on.
I'll send someone over.
really is delightful.
You know, I'm not sure if we're beautiful fairy godmothers or contestants on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Prince Maxwell has arrived.
Wow, you look fantastic.
Oh, this old thing? It's been sitting in my closet for years. Finally an excuse to wear it.
Oh, my baby looks so beautiful.
Thank you. And you guys look so... Harry. Well, I better get going.
Good luck with your party. And good luck to you too, honey.
Oh, I don't need luck. This is gonna be the best homecoming dance ever, because the theme is best homecoming dance ever.
Remember, if you need me, I'm just a phone call away.
Mom, I got this.
Of course you do. Party planning is in the Gibbler DNA. So is female pattern baldness. But I'm okay because it skips a generation.
Good to know.
And now, entering the track, the newest member of Team Fernando, Turbo Tommy! Turbo Tommy will be driving a baby Formula One race car. His opponent today is Cosmo, aka the Fast and the Furriest. On your mark, get set, go! Look at Tommy go! His four wheels are faster than four legs! Cosmo takes an early pit stop, and Turbo Tommy wins!
I win!
Yes, you win!
Hey, you showed up?
Yeah, I came to make fun of the dance. But this is way too easy. Boring streamers. Generic balloons, and of course, the mandatory punch bowl. Now all I need is some peppy go-getter telling me to have fun. Hey, baby sharks, time to have fun. Fins up. Okay, so we're not doing that. Too bad we lost a football game, but good news, our quarterback is out of the hospital and breathing on his own. Yay! So what do you say we get this party started? Woo-woo!
Hey, Jackson.
Your mom stood me up.
She didn't even call me to cancel. We are through.
She doesn't have your number.
Oh, so she had no way to reach me. Okay, we're back on.
Hey, guys. Chad Brad Bradley dance team captain here. This dance is dead. But great news, my parents just left for the weekend, so I have an empty house, a hot jacuzzi, and a fridge full of cold root beer. Party time at CBB's!
Chad, what are you doing? This is just about to get lit.
It's lame. Just come to my house.
I can't leave. I planned this party.
Somebody plan this? You may want to skip school on Monday.
Do you want me to stay here with you and pretend to have fun?
No,
you can go.
She said we can go!
You can go, too. Perfect.
Cinderella, aren't you supposed to be at the ball?
Oh, I just came back early because I got tired of people congratulating me. Oh, my kidding. My party was the worst homecoming ever.
Oh, what happened?
Boring! Chad! Tom and the nerd!
What is she talking about?
Ramona's dance was boring. Chad Brad Bradley's parents left town, so he heated up the hot tub and invited everybody to his house for a rager. And even the nerd left the party. Oh. She just told you the whole story. Why did you make me repeat it?
Remember when I told you I didn't need your help? Turns out I really did.
You still need me. Oh, honey, I know you're having a terrible night, but you just made mine so happy. Now snap out of it. Gibblers don't give up when parties go down the toilet. We grab a plunger and start plunging.
It's too late. Everyone hated my dance, and now they hate me.
Oh, hold on. You have three fairy godmothers right here who can cast a magical spell and make everything better.
You do realize you're not actually a fairy godmother.
I am if I believe. Now, come on, we can fix this for Ramona. Kimmy, you're an amazing party planner. I am a great organizer. And Steph, you
know how to party.
Behold, Ramona Gibbler's new and improved happily ever after homecoming dance.
This is unbelievable. I love it. Even Buttercup's here. Guys, do this so quickly.
A fairy godmother never reveals her secrets.
The secret is I let them borrow my party on one condition. Your prince is here, Princess Dakota. Me big time for this one.
Thank you for doing this. Aww. I love you guys so much. It's just, you know, it's too bad that no one's here to enjoy it.
Not so fast.
Pulled this off.
Well, we cast a spell on the cops and had him shut down Chad's party.
Jackson's mom. You showed up. But in the future, you don't have to put on all this makeup just to impress me.
I'll remember that next time.
There's a next time? Really?
No. Disappear.
Rocky!
Mom! What are you doing here? I thought you were on a date.
Well, I was, but Stephanie needed my help making a little girl's wish come true. Now the outfit makes a little more sense.
Gia, thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
You're lucky my date passed out on my couch.
Okay, godmothers, let's make some more magic.
Bayview High, welcome to your happily ever after homecoming. How awesome is Ramona Gibbler for putting together this magical night?
And we are Girl Talk.
But tonight, we're the godmothers with a Z. Because that's cool.
All right. 2, 3, 4.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Meant for someone else, but not.
I gotta admit, Gibbler, I'm impressed.
Guess it's safe for me to go to school on Monday. I heard your party got shut down.
Yeah, some old ladies called the cops.
Disappointment haunted all my dreams.
Then we heard there was a dancing unicorn here.
There is.
Look, I'm sorry I hijacked your party earlier. You want to dance?
Actually, I'm kind of in a long-distance relationship with my famous boyfriend. He's a pop star in Japan. His name is Marius Yo. He's in the band Sexy Zone.
You could have just said no. You didn't have to make up some crazy story.
No, he's real. But I guess one dance couldn't hurt.
Cool.
Look at all these losers pretending to have fun.
I think they actually are having fun.
What are you saying? You want to dance?
Yeah, why not?
That's why not. I'm kidding. Come on. Let's have fun. Down in my
mind, I'm in love. I'm a believer. I could leave her if I tried.
Hey, Deej.
Steve, what are you doing here?
Look, I have to talk to you about something right now. Three, two, one.
Ow. What was that all about?
It's midnight. We're officially dating. This is it. This is the beginning of our happily ever after.
My Prince Charming.
I could leave her if I tried.